Jane went after him, a stout cudgel. "Oh, dog," he said, "is it Sufism that of a sudden you come into my orchard in spite? Did Junad and Bayazid direct you to behave in this way? From what shape and pier did this reach you?" He beat the Sufi when he found him alone. He half killed him and cracked his head. Said the Sufi, "My life is over, but oh comrades, take good care of yourselves."
Okay, what happened?
Dividing. After the division, all the compliments were gone. Back to reality. That you, Sufi? Who are you? Why are you acting like a thief? Where did you learn it? So he beat him up and make him half dead. I don't know half killed him, what it means half killed him. Because in Persian it is, he made him half dead. Nim kushdash ya. Anyhow, he beat him up and, yes?
The Sufi said, "The Sufi, my life is over, but oh comrades, take good care of yourselves. You regarded me as an alien. Look out, I am no more alien than this scoundrel."
The Sufi will say, "Okay, you let me be beaten. If I'm not good enough for you, who is this gardener to be better than me? Who is gardener but the gardener who bribed them, who gave them the compliment and all of that?" Sufi doesn't know this. Yes?
"That which I have drunk must be drunk by you. And such a drop as this is the dew of every cad. This world is the mountain, and your words come back to you from the echo."
This verse should be highlighted, should be remembered, because Rumi will reuse this verse. Later, here is another version of it, but his belief is that this existence is like a mountain. So you shout, the echo come back to you. Means you act in this universe and the universe will react to you. There is always a feedback. So you should understand there is two ways. Yes?
"After the gardener had finished with the Sufi, he invented a pretext of the same kind as the former, saying, 'Oh my Sharif, go to the house, for I have baked thin cakes of bread for breakfast. At the house door, tell Quaymaz to fetch those cakes and the goose.' Having sent him off, he said, 'O keen-sighted one, you are a jurist. This is manifest and sure. He, a Sharif, it is an absurd claim he is making. Who knows who committed adultery with his mother? Will you set your hearts on a woman and the deeds of a woman? Weak mind, and then trust. He has tacked himself onto Ali and to the Prophet, and there is many a fool in the world."
See? Now the Sharif is absent. They send him to go and bring the food. He's telling the judge what? He's saying that, "Wait a minute. This guy claims that he is Sharif. Is it really believable? Means that I have to trust so many fellows from now up to the Prophet and none of them did something wrong? All of them are real, let's say, legitimate child? Or what? Are you listening? He is making a big excuse for the gardener to put the Sharif down. Okay? So, because the gardener is the nasty fellow, now he talks like this. Rumi will defend it. You will see that he will defend it. Let's hear the defense, we come back. Yes?
"Anyone whose head is made giddy by gyrations sees the house turning round like himself. with that vain talker, what that vain talker, the gardener said, was his condition, far from the descendants of the prophet. If he had not been the issue of apostates, how should he have spoken thus as regards house?
Okay. So he defended, he said, listen, when I say the gardener said this, because the gardener is a stupid fellow. He is the result of adultery. Because if you are a clean person, you will not think like this about a sharif, about a fellow. Like this. Then he defended it, right? But let's go back. What did he say? First of all, he said, listen, this fellow claims to be a sharif. Okay? What do we know about his mother? Means what? Oh, you don't remember, do you? Next verse. He said what? Look at it.
Will you set your hearts on a woman and the deeds of a woman?
Yeah. It said, how could you trust a woman? Right? So in Farsi it should be like what? How could you trust a woman? Those words are not there exactly. It's how do you trust the woman? How do you put your heart in the woman and her act? Because, let's go back. This fellow is Sharif. Let's talk about her mother. If this fellow is descendant of intelligence, mother or wife or what are intelligence always? We cannot trust him. How could we trust the feminine act and put your heart in it? You were talking about not completed or non-complete intelligence. The word is aql naqis, means an intelligence with shortcoming. Then you trust it. We talked at the beginning that we cannot trust the intelligence because intelligence is not complete, because intelligence is personal. Intelligence attends to ego and self. So, because here when he says, I'm descendant of Muhammad or Ali, what he means by that? Means that that knowledge is inherited in me. He will say, yes, it could, but not through brain, not through intelligence. He will try to connect yourself somehow to Ali, to Prophet, to holiness. This is the trick of intelligence, because intelligence is never connected to holiness. Never. Intelligence is personal, individual, and selfish, and the holiness will never fit in that category, ever. He did it like that because of the benefit. Yes, now?
He used spells and the jurists listened to them. That insolent bully went after him. He said, O ass, who invited you into this orchard?
Why is he an ass? Why call him an ass? Why call him a donkey? Because he is the ego. This is a thief that claims that he is descendant of Muhammad. Right? He is an ego. He will bring that to have fruit. We know he is the ego, so the gardener will follow him and will ask him a simple question. That, excuse me, you said
you inherited the Muhammad, right? How did you inherit the thiefness from Muhammad? Because if you are a holy person, you are connected to the holy people, you cannot be the thief. I got you here. Yes.
Has robbery been left to you as an inheritance by the Prophet? The lion's cub resembles him. And what do you resemble the Prophet? Tell.
Ah, this is the best question he could bring in. Because when you talk about the genetic connection, first of all, we're all connected. Then, what do you mean by that? Because if you're talking about the biological genetics, that belongs to this cadaver. That doesn't belong to soul. You're talking about the soul. So if you're connected to the holy people, you should inherit holiness. You cannot be the son of prophet. Of course, you could be the son of prophet and be son of a god. In our stories, we have prophets, they have bad sons. The most famous one is Noah. Noah had a son who refused to go to the ship. He said, I climbed the mountain. He climbed the mountain. That's how it is. So it doesn't matter if you are genetically connected to a holy fellow or not. I don't give a damn. If you are spiritually connected to them, if you inherit the goodness from them, then you are their descendant. The blood relationship is not what we are talking about here. Spiritual relationship is here. Yes?
The man who had sought refuge did to the Sharif that which a Karichti would do to the family of Yasin. What hatred devils and ghouls like Yazid and Shmir always had done towards the Prophet's family. The Sharif was devastated by the blows of that ruffian. He said to the jurist, I have jumped out of the water. Stand fast now that you are left alone and deprived. Be as a drum. Suffer blows on the belly. If I am not a Sharif and worthy and a bosom friend, I am no worse for you than such a ruffian as this.
Twice, repetition, this reason that if this fellow is not good, who is the gardener? I mean, why do you tend towards that one? Because the gardener talks exactly like intelligence. So you will lose your mind, yes?
He finished with them and came up saying, O jurist, what jurist are you? O you disgrace to every fool? Is it your legal opinion, O convicted thief, that you may come without asking leave? Have you reached such a license in the wasit? Or has this question been in the muhit?
Yeah, muhit is one of the main books that the lawyers should study, the religious lawyers. Yes?
You are right, he replied. Beat. But you have got the upper hand. This is the fit penalty for him that parts from friends.
Listen to the judge. The judge woke up. He remained alone, and he knew that he would be beaten up. So he woke up and said, ah, yes, you were right. Eat me. Why? Because I remained alone. I let you cut myself from my friends. Therefore, you're right. Do whatever you want. Let's go back to that fellow who was sick. Remember? We had a fellow who was sick. Yes.
Returning to the story of the sick man and the visit made by the Prophet, God bless him and grant him peace. This visiting of the sick is for the sake of this attachment. And this attachment is pregnant with 100 loving kindness.
Again, you will see that the story will not come up. The story should wait. Again, explaining that I was telling you that you should be careful and go and visit people.